distance learning propels Newport Mesa candidate to run for office. Newport Mesa Unified School Board candidate Danielle Mills for the November 8 election wants to give parents more control of their children's education. Mills said prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, she had a more hands-off approach to the education of her three children, two of whom attend schools in the district. But having her children attend school from home, as a part of distance learning during the pandemic, was the catalyst to her involvement in the district, she said. A lot of parents' eyes were open to what was happening in the classrooms and the work that the kids were having to do, she said. After her elementary-aged son was assigned to watch a video that she said contained critical race theory, an ideology that divides society into oppressors and oppressed based on race, Mills said she grew concerned about her children's curriculum, especially regarding materials containing inappropriate sexual content that she said are making their way into school classrooms and libraries. If elected, Mills said she would make sure to vet any new curriculum before it is approved for classrooms. I want politics and sexualization out of the classroom, Mills said. I don't think any students should know their teacher's political or sexual affiliation. If you're a good teacher, then you teach both sides. We're supposed to be teaching our kids to think critically and not lean them one way or the other. While the board has the power to approve new classroom curricula, Mills said she worries such material has made its way into the classrooms and libraries. Who knows what else has made its way to the library? Mills said, "Don't, because we're not allowed in the library. We're not allowed in the classrooms. We're not allowed on campus, outside of school-sponsored events after hours." If elected, Mills said she would change restrictions to allow parents back onto campus. "I want to get parents back on campus and have access to all those things," Mills said. "Parents should be allowed to walk their kids to class on the first day of school like they did pre-pandemic." Additionally, Mills said she would like to ensure school buildings are as secure as possible by placing a school safety officer on every campus. Currently, the district has 6 officers that rotate between 32 campuses. If someone really is intent on doing major damage, they're going to find a way. So having that officer on campus to address a threat within seconds, versus minutes, can save lives, she said. Finally, Mills said that she would make herself as accessible as possible to parents by alerting them of what will be on the agenda ahead of board meetings and asking for their feedback. "Talking to my friends, neighbors, and people in the district, getting feedback from them regularly is part of what I'd like to do," she said. "That way I can go into a meeting knowing what parents in our district are thinking about things that are coming up so that I can properly represent them." Mills is endorsed by the Costa Mesa Republican Assembly, Orange County gun owners, Assemblyman Kevin Kiley, former State Senator John Morlock, and Orange County Board of Education trustees Mari Bark, Tim Shaw, Lisa Sparks, and Ken Williams. Mills is running against parent Michelle Murphy for Trustee Area 2, which includes the North Costa Mesa, Mesa Del Mar, and Wimbledon Village neighborhoods.